Sea Alaska Corporation has been trying for years to finalize its land selection under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. The regional native corporation has sought to select its remaining land entitlement from acreage outside of withdrawal areas specified in the 1971 law. It's Senator Lisa Murkowski's version of the bill to do that's moving in Congress. Murkowski held listening sessions in many communities in Southeast during the past few years. Murkowski spokesman Robert Dillon says it's not the same measure introduced by Congressman Don Young.
This bill is markedly changed from the House version. Much reduced attempts to lessen the impact of the logging and to address local community concerns, as well as community concerns of the fishing community and the conservation community and recreation community and others.
Revisions included removal of some of the proposed logging parcels and economic development or futures sites, as they're called. The remaining future sites that could be used for energy sources or ecotourism are near Yakutat, Cake, and Heidelberg. And the logging lands that are remaining are on Kuyu, Prince of Wales Island, Tuxacan, and Kosciuszko Islands, along with the Cleveland Peninsula north of Ketchikan. The corporation says it needs the transfer to maintain its logging operations and says the bill moves timber selections away from community watersheds and fish habitat to forest land that's mainly on the road system. The bill also includes a language addressing the Tongass National Forest's transition to logging second-growth trees. At a press conference in Juneau last month, the U.S. Agriculture Department's Undersecretary for Natural Resources and the Environment, Robert Bonney, said he thought the forest could move forward with the transition, even with passage of the bill.
One of the things in there would relax, provide more flexibility around CMAI, this issue that I raised earlier, that would allow the Forest Service to get into young growth stands earlier, rather than having to wait until they're 90 years old. They could potentially get in substantially earlier than that, and that could help speed up the transition.
CMAI, or culmination of mean annual increment, is a forest term dealing with the peak growth rate for a tree or stand of trees. The bill also puts more than 150,000 acres of Tongass land into a non-development category, one step below a wilderness designation. Those new conservation areas would be on southwest Kupernaw Island, northern and central Prince of Wales Island, as well as on central Kuyu, and two areas of Kosciuszko Island and Sukwan Island near Prince of Wales. It would also transfer up to 490 acres of land for historical sites or traditional cemetery lands around the region, and it transfers three traditional migration routes to the corporation. One is near Yakutat and Dry Bay, another cuts across Kuyu Island at the Bay of Pillars, and a third runs across Kupernaw Island in between Duncan Canal and Portage Bay, not far from Cake. Access to those routes would remain open to the public and the corporation as well. Jaylene Arujo, VP General Counsel and Corporate Secretary for the Native Corporation, says Sea Alaska is pleased the lands legislation is moving.
We're just pretty hopeful that maybe this long journey that we've been on will finally come to an end and that we can move on to other priorities here at Sea Alaska. But this has just been a long effort, and we're excited to just see some additional action on this important piece of legislation to Sea Alaska.
Even with changes to the bill, it's been controversial in Southeast. A number of small communities asked Murkowski to pull it. Don Hernandez of Point Baker on Northern Prince of Wales was disappointed to hear the bill could be passing.
This is not how that bill should be heard in Congress. We were led to believe through this process that if lands bills were packaged in some kind of an omnibus lands package, that non-controversial bills would not be included in such a package. And Sea Alaska bill remains very controversial to a good number of different interest groups in Southeast Alaska. And I think this is a broken promise from our congressional delegation.
Some conservation groups have opposed the bill because it would mean a logging of old-growth trees. Bruce Baker is a board member of the Greater Southeast Alaska Conservation Community and says the corporation has already clear-cut scores of thousands of acres of centuries-old trees.
We don't think it's a very good deal for fellow Americans, because the entitlement acres that Sea Alaska is willing to forego are worth less than what they would gain from this legislation And that's true both from a timber value standpoint as well as a wildlife habitat value.
Sea Alaska is entitled to a total of 85,000 acres under ANCSA, but is accepting about 15,000 less in the exchange. The bill preserves public access on the transferred lands for subsistence hunting and fishing and non-commercial recreational use. After a period of time guiding and outfitting operations that have permits to use the Forest Service lands to be transferred, would eventually lose those permits, but could come up with a new use agreement with the corporation. With help from Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau, in Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.